There are worries that California's state health care system is on the verge of collapse. Hospitals and emergency rooms have been closing at an alarming rate. Just today, an ER closed in Southern California's San Fernando Valley. It was a victim of a common problem, losses from treating thousands of uninsured patients. Poor communities have the most to lose in this crisis, and as NPR's Mondelez del Barco reports, that is why one community in Los Angeles is fighting hard to save its trauma center.
King Drew Hospital sits in a hot zone of violence. 45% of all LA's homicides happen in the surrounding area. There have even been drive-by shootings in the parking lot. Dr. Ali Kalima is doing his surgery residency here.
All day long on the news, we hear about insurgencies in Fallujah, insurgencies in Iraq. There's an insurgency going on in our neighborhood every day. There are people getting shot, there are children getting shot multiple times by high-velocity weapons.
Dr. Brian Hubbard is a surgeon in the hospital's busy trauma center, where he operates on victims of gunshots and stabbings and car crashes. The center treats more than any other hospital in L.A.
It's like the Wild Wild West down here sometimes. It's amazing. There's been several times where we've had cars pull up, bullet-riddled cars, a couple of guys in the car, one guy shot, guys yelling out of the car saying, hey, you know, my homie's been shot. And they kind of push him out to our gurney, and then they take off.
The trauma center is obliged to treat all critical patients, but people who go to the hospital's emergency room, 45,000 visits every year, have it worse. They have to wait and wait, sometimes more than 22 hours to be treated. The overcrowding has only gotten worse after numerous local health clinics and six emergency rooms in LA closed down this year. King Drew is a county hospital that serves a mostly black and Latino community. Dr. Thomas Garthwaite heads L.A. County's health department.
This hospital exists in the middle of a very unstable health care system, and the reason you're seeing all this is the large number of uninsured patients. This is the epicenter of uninsured America. The only place you're guaranteed a right to health care is an emergency room.
The problems at King Drew's Trauma Center are just the half of it. In recent years, the hospital has faced a litany of questionable deaths and surgical mishaps that have put its accreditation at risk, not to mention $200 million in federal funding. The county health director says shutting down the trauma center would make it possible to fix what's wrong with the rest of King Drew.
And I'm not saying that the trauma center isn't ready to take care of the person that comes in, but this hospital overall is stressed. There's no reserve. There's no safety margin. It's like driving your car right on the edge of a cliff. Anything can just push it over.
The hospital was built in the wake of the Watts riots in 1965, when activists demanded decent and affordable medical care for the community. Now, the possibility that King Drew's Trauma Center might close has again prompted outrage. During a raucous public meeting, state politicians and community activists testified against the proposal. Lethester Wilson, who supervises the King Drew trauma nurses, argued against the prospect of transporting severely injured patients to other hospitals miles away.
You don't want to get rid of the trauma center for what it has done to the black and Hispanic community and also for everybody else. We have professionals who sat back and saved countless lives. I have seen patients live and die from coming from the ambulance at the door of the hospital to the operating room on a skip and run. Sometimes life is measured in seconds.
Several private hospitals say they might be able to take over the load of patients if King Drew closes its trauma center, but not for very long and not without more funding. Every closing has a ripple effect throughout the entire healthcare system, they say. King Drew may be an extreme case, but it represents what many cities around the country are facing. Wheeling himself out of the hospital, Christopher Castillo tells his story. A month ago, he was on his front lawn talking on his cell phone when someone drove up and shot him in both legs. He ended up here at King Drew.
They talk about how bad it is at this hospital. How was your treatment?
So-and-so, because they messed up the first operation. They were supposed to put plates or some other stuff, and they just put a metal rod, and I got bone fragments everywhere.
Castillo, who is 24, says even though he doesn't have insurance, the doctors at King Drew treated him right away. Despite the hospital's negative reputation and his own painful experience, he still believes it's vital to the community.
There's a lot of trauma out here, and if they was to close the trauma center, I don't know. I think a lot of people would die because around the area, there's a lot of violence happens over here, and you know.
Even so, county officials have already begun a process that would close the trauma center. It's not a done deal, but if it does happen, others in LA's medical community worry about a domino effect. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.